Speaking of imposter syndrome, I think a Business Insider or like the Insider had a new like mm-hmm. Havana syndrome thing.
I just heard about this,
which I didn't read because I'm kind of like, it's just sort of a joke whenever I see it come up. So I don't really like, I mean, I think we all know what happened. It's not like a thing I need to investigate further. But so as that was going on, I started listening to the new podcast from Neil Strauss, who is like the guy who wrote The Game.
Yeah, and not the Michael Douglas movie in which is an elaborate game that he gets for his birthday in which like his family dies.
No, this is more like a simple mean game that you play to hook up with chicks.
Yeah, it's the code. Like, say these five words in this particular order, and all women will start gushing girl juices out of their pussies, and then they will be helpless slaves.
I feel like we're redundant. I think we knew what you meant by girl juice, but okay.
Yeah, but you had to know where it was coming out of.
Sure, like it was coming out their eyes. Oh yeah, no! Yeah. Is that what they call crying?
Tears are girl juices.
Tears are just girl juice leaving your body.
I think Jessica can back me up on that. Am I right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Like I listened to his first true crime podcast, and I enjoyed it.
Wait, hold on. The guy wrote The Game.
He wrote The Game. He came out with a true crime podcast.
Is it about women dying? Because that feels...
It was about a woman dying, yeah. I mean, most true crime podcasts...
Okay, right, yeah. But okay, so...
This is like the final part of the game.
Right, the final part of the game
then
is
you
like...
you kill them.
When you kill them and then you make a podcast trying to solve the murder you did.
We've traced this to its logical conclusion.
Yeah. Found out it was me.
Yeah, yeah. You know what the
That
mean,
would be cool, though, if it, you found out that the narrator of the whole podcast, like...
Yeah, dude.
Yeah. The real true crime was the murderer we created along the way.
Yeah, there we go. I like that, like, the best way, like, the top level of negging a woman is when you kill them. Then they'll really fall in love with you.
Mm. Mm. So, yeah, so he made a true crime podcast, and I was like, you know, it was trashy, but it was good. And I was like, okay. Yeah, I like that. And then he made another one, which was even more trashy and also good, but like almost good in spite of itself, because like it started with a preamble about how his marriage had like collapsed in the process of making the show. And it was very Malibu. Like he was reporting it with like the lead singer of Incubus.
Yes. You told me about this. Yeah. I didn't know this was a real, so wait. So his true crime podcast was co-hosted by Incubus.
Yeah, it was. Well, it wasn't co-hosted, but he got involved. The Incubus guy got obsessed with the same true crime case as Neil Strauss, so they like would sort of collaborate at times, and he was interviewed on the podcast. And so like I think Neil Strauss is like a good reporter for the most part, but he seems like a dumb Malibu guy, which feels which is comical. And I wish
it was a collaboration like co-hosted by Brandon Boyd of Incubus.
Yeah, because then by The Game and Incubus,
because then he could, you know, be like a call to action would be like, follow me and my podcast. You guys know that song?
Mm-hmm. Those are lyrics, but also things that podcasters say. So.
Shut up. I'm trying.
Isn't there a rapper called The Game?
Yeah, there's The Game, the rapper, 50 Cent affiliated.
Do you think he was mad at, or Neil Strauss was mad at him for taking his book title?
I mean, I think Michael Douglas was mad at The Game.
That's true.
You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Is mad at
so anyway, mm-hmm. the reason I thought of this in light of Havana syndrome is his new one is about, well, actually I sent you the intro. I'll let him okay. Describe it in his own intro, because I feel like this is yet another Neil Strauss banger. Play the one that's just called Sexpionage.
Okay. Oh boy.
Some spies use poisons, others use guns. But for Leah Rosa, who's sitting in front of me right now, her body was made into a weapon by the Russian military. Her mission, to seduce powerful men for their secrets, or sometimes their lives. This type of intelligence work is known as sexpionage, and it's much more dangerous than you think.
What is sexpionage, actually? This sex becomes like a drug, and your target becomes like drug addicted. Okay. When a drug dealer wants to put someone on the needle, he gives a little bit. He doesn't give everything.
That's good. She's just, I guess you heard needle and drugs, and you're like, ooh, what is she talking about?
Well, go on. First of all, I did not know what Neil Strauss sounded like, and now I'm like, oh, I get why he wrote the game.
Yeah.
Right. And you're like, oh, I get why he would be hanging out with the guy from Incubus.
Yeah, I 100%. I'm like, this makes total sense.
So the thing is, when you see a girl, you have to be like, hey, bitch, you're gross. And then they'll fall in love with you. That's how I did it.
That feels more Hourglass than there's
an, that's what there's he sounded an, like.
There's another one on TikTok that's circulating right now that's this like guy in his car and his hands, like his fingers are all together, like Smithers style. He's like, you know, you don't have to ever accept a rejection. He's like, if girl says, no, they don't want to date me, I just say, well, I don't know why that would be true, because I'm amazing, but in order to date me, you'd have to be into kink and bondage, and actually, maybe you wouldn't want to date me, you're right.
Oh, sex nerd, I love it.
I love
using
this.
Logic and facts to destroy a woman who rejected me.
Oh my God, why is this fedora getting bigger as he's speaking?